This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Someone who is very important and interesting is Sarah Rosa from Married at First Sight. Welcome to Murphy's Law.
Hello, how are you? I've got the applause, listen to that. Fantastic.
It's the Murphy's Law clap.
Can I just say
for a start that you look way hotter than you did on TV.
Oh, darling, honestly.
Oh my God, you look amazing.
I love you. Okay.
I can't get over.
Oh, like, thank you. That's like, nice to say.
Now, yeah. I know it all didn't pan out with Telv.
No.
Because, you're just way out of his league. He was punching above his average. Is that the right thing?
Thank you. That's nice to say. I get the comments a lot. I think because, you know, people see you on telly, and on telly you do tend to look fatter, and you do. It's true.
Oh, I wasn't saying fatter.
I mean fatter. If you look fatter and all these other things, and then people meet you in the flesh and they go, oh, because I think a lot of people think
But I think little, like height wise as well.
I'm little. You've
got, you're little. But I didn't expect. I was quite shocked when you walked in the door.
Well, I'm 5 foot six, so it's not a midget version.
No, you're not.
She's not a dwarf, man.
No, but I always feel like I'm towering over people. I think that's because
when I was around Telv, because people assumed he looked tall, that I must be tall too. But no, we're both, I think he's 5 foot ten, I think.
I'm just trying to work out still, like, someone who's as beautiful as you are.
Oh, thanks,
and
Del.
Has obviously, like, you've got a personality. Why would you need to go on a show like that to find love? I do not get it.
No, I don't get it either. And I'm glad you said that, because I was just sitting here going,
oh, that's nice.
If you have to go on it, well, the rest of us have no chance whatsoever.
I've worked in the media for quite a few years. On the TV show, they had me as a beauty specialist, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I did own beauty therapy salons for many, many years, but that was a long time ago. And, you know, I've been a radio show host like you guys for the past couple of years, down at SEN and Classic Rock Radio.
Classic Rock.
Yeah. So I love all the old music.
Yes,
you know.
We do too. Oh.
To play a bit of Jimmy Barnes' Working Class Man, because we just opened the show with that.
Oh, did you?
Long story. It was actually the first song played on Joy in 1993 when it launched. It wasn't supposed to be. It was supposed to be Kylie Celebrate.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, they selected the wrong track on the, what was it, Through the Roof, 93 or something? Yeah.
So I said, talk about short. I've actually met Kylie and she's little, yes.
Well, we've got a running thing in here, because when we interviewed the Veronicas, they came in and they're
tiny too.
They, like, literally, and I've got a really bad photo because I leant down and the outfit that I had on made me look like I was the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, no,
like, gone down and, yeah.
You had the Quasimodo photo with
them. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sarah, I would like the whole show to be about Anna, but it's not. It's about you, actually. So we'll just move. Can we go to another song? Sarah, can you hang around?
I will stay as long as you want me to, darling. Get the sleeping bag out and I'll stay.
And we have Sarah Rosa from Married at First Sight with us. And can I just ask a question? Yeah. Can I just ask a question? Okay, so when I started watching the show, I would seriously look at it, the first episode, and thinking, what are these people doing?
I was the first episode. My wedding was the first episode.
You were the first one, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a huge build-up to it. And
I can't believe how brave you are.
I was absolutely crapping myself as I was walking down the aisle.
I don't know how you do that. They're like, I'm just, no, take my hat off.
Was there a question? Really brave or nuts? Part of you that wanted to...
Both.
Call the guest nuts.
Oh, sorry.
Nutsy, brave.
Was there a part of you that actually really, really, really wanted to get married and find the love of your life? And was there a part that thought, oh, well, this is good exposure at the same time?
Yes, well, look, initially, no, because it wasn't about the exposure, because I already had a media platform anyway. So I knew that was going to happen irrespective. It didn't really bother me. I honestly, and even till today, I would give everything away if it ended in real love.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, no, that's it's cue really the gorgeous. Violins, please. Put the violins on things.
No, we can just give you another clap.
I've even got a stinger for a violin. Okay.
Can I say, out of all the relationships on there, that every time I saw them talk to you guys at the end of the day or the end of the whatever it was, you just looked like you kind of weren't.
I was exhausted.
You were exhausted and just really struggling with
him. Well, long days, you know, like because they would come into your bedroom at 6 a.m. and sort of wiggle,
which
you know.
Which itself is just a bizarre concept. Bizarre.
Yeah, well, you always had to make sure you didn't have a boob hanging out or something, you know, like out of your nightie. So, oh, my God. So.
Well, yeah, but then how did you feel? Like, you obviously
Well, I was ready to go because I've got, you know, everyone asked me, oh, yeah, because I've got the eyebrows and the eyeliner and the lip liner tattooed on.
Right, so
tattooed.
It's all good.
So I'm ready to go, Del.
You
like,
don't have
a fire
to worry.
Could happen and I'm ready to run outside in the nut and I'm I'm great, you know, so.
I love it.
I love this.
Oh, God. And, you know, there were so many, the characters on it this year, I'm calling them characters because they were characters.
Yeah. Unbeknownst to us, I think that, yeah, we obviously ended up being characters.
Yeah. And people like, was it Davina?
Yes.
Who was portrayed as
A bitch. Yeah.
What a bitch.
Portrayed
but apparently
as a bitch,
she wasn't like that at all.
No, she actually was quite nice. And they didn't show her, unfortunately, apologising, falling on her sword, crying. You know, there was really, I had a lot of
heartfelt crying.
I had a lot of heartfelt, you know, like I've got an inbuilt BS detector. Oh, good. And, you know, there was times where I would say to her, you know, God, Dav, that was really a stupid thing to say. And she'd be like, I know. And
she's just a bit insensitive, doesn't she?
Look, you're 26.
Yeah.
All right? No offence to 26-year-olds, no, but, you know, I'll be 40 in, you know, a few months. 44. So I think there's a bit of a difference with what you, you know, what your brain wants to say and what your mouth lets it come out
of. Of course. And Troy?
Oh, look, Troy, do you know I actually was originally matched with Troy? That's the rumours that I hear,
really?
Yeah, that Troy was my first.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right. So in that world, how do you think that would have gone?
Oh, I don't know. There's a couple episodes there where I'm actually holding his head and like muffling him so he doesn't speak. So probably
not very good.
I don't know. But look, Troy genuinely is a real good sort of a guy. He is just absolutely bonkers cuckoo.
He's really cuckoo.
Yeah.
Bonkers cuckoo,
but he's a nice bloke.
Okay, so then his partner, Ashley, she came across as a real mole.
Oh, and she is lovely.
She's lovely.
What a nice girl. And again, they you know, she wasn't shown to be being affectionate to you. There was a lot of that there. We would see it. Mm. I mean, there were definitely some very rough times for all couples. Yeah. But, you know, like Troy is his own kettle of fish and a whole other gamut to deal with. But, you know, because it was intensive and I suppose it doesn't matter who you were on this show, by the fifth, sixth week, everybody was crying.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everybody was really stressed and happy and then sad and then it was just a real mixture of emotions.
My worry if Anna was ever reality television
show.
Look
how glamorous Sarah is.
They would betray you. They would betray you to be funny and you're not.
face for radio, mate. That's why we're here.
Face for radio, mate. Gloves off. Sarah's had the magic touch.
Oh, she has indeed.
Because Denny from Kettering, and I don't know where Kettering is in Victoria,
well, that's
but
not
it doesn't
the Kettering,
matter.
Kettering incident. Maybe that's where the incident happened.
Could
remember
be.
That TV show?
I have no idea what you're talking
it's
about.
On the
but
ABC
I'm going to
address
this.
It's
like an encyclopedia.
It's amazing. I'm great at pub trivia. Take me to the pub trivia.
I am going to take you to
the pub. And we will win the bloody steak platter. No problem.
We're winning.
So Denny has become a new member. And also, we've got this one from Christopher and from Blair Hill. Briar Hill, not even Blair Hill. It's Briar Hill.
That's out near Greensboro, I know there.
Loving the community, feeling of joy is this. Yep.
And so Gareth has sent through, she sounds amazing, I'm fangirling.
Oh, I love you, darling, I love you.
Now, if you want to send through, if you're a business or an organisation you want to send through and become a member as well.
I know, I've looked at these
you
prices.
You can do that. We're
going to
give you Sarah's going to give you a big juicy free plug.
Oh, big juicy. We have to finish that sentence properly and very quickly.
Oh, yeah, anything could happen in
all
here.
All right, so some of these membership rates. Now, normal people, if you're under 18, it's $22. Seriously, how good?
That's
like a visit to McDonald's these days.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That is.
It's nothing, right? Concession, $42. You know,
that's pretty good.
Ding ding.
All right.
Ding ding.
Family, $124.
For a whole family.
For the whole family. You could be like a whole family.
Do you have a big
people.
Family? Do you come from a big family?
No, I've just got two brothers.
Do you know what? Furry friends. You can put your pets on there. So if it's just you and a partner.
Pet
and
membership.
Pet membership that goes in the family.
But you know, so many places now are doing pet memberships. Great idea.
It is. Yeah, I think so.
I do one for my football team, for Essendon Football Club.
Oh, God. You were doing so well with this interview until then.
All right, let's go back to the...
We're calling
you. Now, listen, we want some businesses to ring up, and I am going to give you a big, fat, juicy plug. So ring up, please, or email us and let us know.
The number is 1300JOY949, or you can go straight to the website at joy.org.au.
Touch of glamour and actually intelligence in this room. We have not had
We've learned
ever. That's all new for Bevy's Law.
You're a fascinating woman because not only are you on the council for...
So I'm on the UN Women's Council in Australia. Yep. So a la Angelina, even though I don't hold a candle to Angie. But, you know, like that's something that's really important for young girls.
Yeah.
Also the SANS Foundation, which is stillbirth and miscarriages. Yep. So I help those guys out with
awareness.
There's
another one too.
Yeah, and I'm also working with very closely with Safe Steps, which is a domestic violence response unit. So,
That's
women
incredible.
And children. Yeah.
And not only that.
All this kick off since marriage?
No,
or were
prior.
You were involved prior?
Yeah, prior. Oh, cool, and obviously having a platform is great for them now.
Yeah.
So,
excellent.
Yeah.
And not only that, we've dived in a little further. Our research team were out there and have actually discovered that your dad created Blue Tag.
Well, my dad, okay, so back
that's
in the...
amazing.
That's the most fabulous thing I've ever heard.
All right, so it's almost like the post-it note story. Yeah. And I think they had something like that in Seinfeld as well. But no, truly, my dad was part of the team. My dad's a biochemist and back in the I don't even know, 60s, early 70s. Him and the team created
so
Blue
you're
Tag.
You're like the Blue Tag dynasty.
Yes, I am.
The
except
Blue Tag
without
dynasty.
The cashiola, that's all. Without the royalties.
Oh, damn.
I know.
That's the thing we wanted.
But it's funny because I've been going around the room just fixing things with Blue Tag.
We were talking off air about, obviously we dissected the whole Blue Tag thing in the family, which is fabulous.
Blue Tag dynasty. And,
but as far as TV gigs go now, because you had a stint on The Amazing Race.
That's right. I ran around the world.
That was with a boyfriend.
Heels.
Was that with a boyfriend at the time?
Yeah. So basically I'd been divorced.
Wow.
You know, I was married and divorced and I was like, I didn't know who I was. And I started seeing my friend with benefits.
Yeah, friend with benefits.
And so I took him around the world with me.
Oh, now it's just the penny's dropped. I didn't really watch that show, but I've now.
And that was great. I loved it. It was fantastic.
Was it fun? That would have been awesome.
It was intensive. Honestly, it was so, you know, people think you're living in a hotel when the filming stops. It's not. You sleep on the floor in a bus shelter
and see, that's the
in
thing.
The middle of the, you know.
Travelling with people's anxious, like, you know, you get anxious enough.
Oh,
like
you're hungry, you're cranky.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, there were times where I thought about burying the body. You know? He drove me nuts. At times. I'm sure vice versa, I drove him nuts.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Hard yards.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, in the heels as well.
In the heels. Well, the producers, I remember they said to me, you know, I said, no, I don't want to do this show. And they said, well, what will make you? I said, oh, I don't know what I would wear, honestly. And that's why I'm saying no. And they said, wear whatever you want. And I said, well, I want to wear heels. And they said, wear heels.
Awesome.
There you go.
Well, you're a brave woman.
What's the driving force behind doing all this media and social stuff and TV and bits and pieces?
I never go for them. They come to me, which is really nice.
Yeah, that's
good. So I suppose even with Married at First Sight, they did come to me as well. And
so you just did a little stint with the whole Royal Wedding.
Oh, yes. So I did the commentary for the Royal Wedding for Meghan and Harry. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, look, it was...
Who were you bagging out?
Oh, well...
Where do we start?
Well, they had the girlfriends that were there, the ex-girlfriends. Is it Chelsea Davey or Cressida De Bono?
They looked miserable.
They looked like they had a cat's bum for a face. Like, they were so miffed. They were like, I could have been me, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So, but, you know, it was pretty funny when they had the preacher on and he went off tap. He went off tap, but it was pretty funny. And
that
I was
my favourite part.
Fire and love.
Thing. I
See,
loved it.
That was the lucky for me because it wasn't Channel 9 like Channel 9. It was 9 Honey. So you can be a bit more cheeky and risque. So I
say
what I want. And there was this really hot cello player at the end.
Oh, yeah, I saw him.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
Anyway, I got very excited.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
And then I found out he was only 19. I thought, wow, okay, he's going to do well.
Oh, God.
We'll check in a couple of years.
You little cougar, you.
Oh, my Lord.
It didn't end the fairy tale way, did it? Really?
No, not really. But I tell you, it was exactly like a real wedding is at the start.
Yeah, at the start. Like that's what I was going to say. Like the whole wedding reception.
It's stressful because you know you're trying to find your bridesmaids' dresses and deal with all the you know family members that want to come to the wedding.
Amazing
experience.
You were one of the only couples to hold back on the whole intimacy.
Sex.
Yeah.
Yep.
I actually thought Dean was going to go, like seriously,
the international symbol.
So sex is a lot better.
I did do that.
Your face was looking like you were going to go.
I was going to put, I don't know. Anyway, look, and so was there any reason behind that or you just weren't connected?
Do you know what? It had been a long time already since I'd had sex.
Yeah.
So I thought, what's another, few weeks here and there. So it ended up being about 4 weeks.
Yeah. Are you glad for that decision that you didn't go down that road?
Yeah, because a lot of them were saying to me, oh, we did it and now he's not talking to me.
Oh,
and
God.
and all this sort of stuff. And I was just like, I felt like Mother Teresa or I don't know. It was
I think it was good. It was a great, I think it was almost like a great role model type scenario. Because
but then
people
I have to say though, like after the old, you know, sexy time happened, I noticed a few changes.
Yeah,
did you?
In the negative way.
Really?
So even like waiting that long.
If you do, if you don't.
So he was on his best behaviour before that, do you think?
Well, you know, I think that's a typical thing, isn't it? That, you know, you're trying to, when you, you know, if I want that piece of cake, I'm going to do everything and get that piece of cake.
How many weeks into the whole wedding did the wheels start to fall off?
Did the wheels? Oh, look, within 2 weeks I saw a few little hiccups, but otherwise it was, was, you know, you're meeting somebody that you're married to. Thank goodness it wasn't legal. Like we didn't sign all the papers because I get a lot of questions about that. Oh, well, you're going to have to go get the paperwork.
Well, I was going
to,
I was going to ask.
It was everything else. Everything else was exactly the same as a normal wedding. But yeah, but he was very nice, like on the wedding night and all that. So there was no, there was never any pressure, you know, to do it. So to do
it. His family looked like douchebags.
Look, it was a very, especially at the wedding
reception. Very opinionated about things.
Tell us what he really thinks next. Yeah.
It's much like your whole experience is a lot like Radiothon. Like you didn't know the groom.
No.
You hadn't seen him.
No.
Much like us, we're asking for people's money.
Yes, give
We've never
money.
Seen them. We don't know them. We don't have an intimate relationship with them. But
listen,
they need
the
to
most important thing people need to know that it's tax season still.
Yep.
It's coming up, you know, 30th of June.
Yep.
Get your stuff in now because this is all tax deductible.
Absolutely, 100%. And we've had lots of memberships today. We've also had one from
Denny, a follow-up from Denny in Kettering, which is in Tasmania, who wanted to sort that out for us because we didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
I think actually Sarah knew, but we didn't know. And then actually wanted to say that she had worked with our mum, Faye.
Yeah.
Really?
Which is very random and she had a yellow car.
Oh, she must have been a Christian.
Very important information there.
Hello, Denny.
Hello,
glad Denny.
You're listening.
I'll say hi to Faye later.
Yeah,
she
we
won't
will.
Be listening.
We never usually play those IDs in between songs and stuff where we're coming on, but our voiceover guy is in the studio. He's here for Radiothon 2018.
Wow. We should maybe auction off a date with him.
Yeah.
As well.
Why not?
Oh, no. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
He said no. He said there's a minimum reserve for $1,000.
Now, while we've
Sarah, get it in here.
Sarah from Married at First Sight, while we've still got you here for the short moment or two that we have, I want to ask a little bit more about Telv.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because we sort of dived into it before, but was it, you know, when you had to go to the you had to move into his house?
Yes.
what did you think of his place?
Well, it wasn't actually his house.
Oh.
It was his best mate's house. He just rented a room there. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I made over the best friend's house.
Oh.
Do you know what? That would have disappointed me. And also Troy's.
And they weren't his dogs
boys
either.
Apartments.
They weren't his dogs either. They
was his? What did he do for a job?
He was a fly-in, fly-out. But he finished.
What was a fly-in, fly-out?
Well, they work in the mines.
You know, they go for weeks. So,
right, that explains why he's crashing at someone else's house.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so how was
lucky flatmate, though. We got his place.
It was a real bachelor pad. It was a real, my God, there wasn't even one, like, spray and wipe or nothing in the house.
What? Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why? That's disgusting. Why did he go on the show in the first place?
Well, I would hope
celebrity.
I would hope for love, but you know, look, might have to ask. Well, look, he applied for the Bachelorette before he went on.
God, try hard.
So
he is now. Sarah from Married at First Sight. Now, before you did all this, world of craziness and marrying people. Blindfolded.
Yes.
You used to be in
clinics, beauty salons.
Yes. So you did a lot of waxings and stuff.
Oh my God. And honestly, I reckon if we just ran straight through without going to the songs and played what we actually do say in the breaks, we would get a million.
Yeah, I know.
I wish that wasn't quite appropriate.
We would all be in the Bahamas right now.
Totally.
You know,
totally.
Taking our private jets.
But how did you, because you've, like I said before, you're very beautiful and you've got it all going on.
Thank you.
How did you you, are you, do you miss that world at all?
Yes and no. But, you know, like we had a bit of a giggle that I used to do a lot of boyzillions because I joked.
Boyzillions.
Male version of the brazillion.
Yeah, boyzillion.
So, yeah, it's the old crack back and sack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, I've only had it once.
Have you?
Really? I had it. Well, I went to a Brazilian butterfly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this.
You've got to get
working,
someone.
I was working for the radio station and they would say, no, if you give us a plug, we'll wax you.
Yeah.
And I thought nothing of it. But when she. when she did your friends,
well,
right?
You know what? It doesn't matter how good looking or how ugly you are. I could be like grandma, like Mother Hubbard, and as soon as I put my hand on your thigh, trouble.
Yep.
Trouble.
Yeah. Well, let's just say there was a piece of wax that came off and my foot actually kicked this woman into the wall.
Oh, I was like... I've had people fight in my face
did,
before.
I did.
Oh, no. Hold on. I'll tell you a funny story. I had this woman once and the legs were back in the old, you know, baby change the nappy, situation. And we were giggling and laughing and all of a sudden, this is a hilarious story actually.
Oh
and
God.
I was right there about to take the wax off. Oh, he's passing out. Losing his mind.
This is like a Sex of the City episode.
Anyway, so, you know, you hold each, well, she was holding each bum cheek apart and, you know, because you want to make the skin taut, right? And anyway, we're laughing, giggling. And anyway, my face was right at ground zero. And all of a sudden, like she giggled and laughed and something happened and it didn't go, you know, like a normal like that. It didn't make a noise.
Yeah.
It just went
oh, my God.
And my face was right there. Anyway, I turned my head.
Silently attacking you.
Yes, silent but deadly, right? So it was because I'll tell you what happened next. I turned my face and not to embarrass her, I just carried on, took off the wax and then proceeded to pinch a nerve in my neck because my head was in such a contorted way. And then I had to go off to the chiro immediately. One of the staff members had to drive me to the chiro because I pinched a nerve.
It was a fart accident.
People, listen,
how do you explain that? How do you explain that? You know, you can't.
What other radio station can hear that? You need to keep us on there. You
Come
need
on.
To donate and become a member. You need to do it right now.
Yeah.
Sarah, we can't thank you enough for coming in this afternoon. That's...
Well, come on in, Dale. We'll do the old boys'
wow.
for you.
Yeah, sitting. Absolutely.
Oh, God. I think, though, with a story like that, you've earned yourself an honorary member of Murphy's Law.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So well done.
Absolutely.
Woo! I came in for that. I'm walking out with the chocolates.
But thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah,
we can't,
thank you.
And, you know, for someone that we didn't know a lot about before you came on the show.
You know Blue Tack.
We know so much. And would you come back and join us at some stage?
Sure, Dale. Love
that'd be great.
To.
Yeah, like you're
home.
Heaven.
Feels like home.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Heaven.
Thank you so much for coming in. Yeah.
Thanks, Dale.
Sarah
amazing.
From Married at First Sight. She has so many stories.
And it's our new favourite friend from Murphy's Law.
You know,
sorry, everyone else has been shunted down a list.
The funny thing is...
I think I had Jessica Malboy up there, but no, she's gone down
when
there.
When she came on, all the memberships went through the roof.
Oh,
and now
did,
she's
absolutely.
Left. Look at
I know,
it. It's like cricket.
Two sad old 40-somethings. Three.
And I think she might have even stole a Joy mug on
I
the way
she
out.
She has.
She's earned it.
She earned that.
It matched her hair and her dress.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.